Blackstone presents Literary Lady's Guide to the Writing Life, revised and updated. Inspiration and advice from celebrated women authors who paved the way, by Nava Atlas. This book is read by Robin Miles. In memory of my mother, who loved to write, and who would have read this book with pride. Introduction. What's behind the universal yearning to set thoughts to paper, despite the arduous process and uncertain results? And why is that solitary figure at a desk with a quill, a pen, a typewriter, or these days a computer, the object of such ongoing fascination and desire? Edna Ferber believed that the writer is a writer because she cannot help it. It is a compulsion. Sometimes it is called a gift, but actually it is an urge for expression that simply cannot be denied. George Sand called writing an indestructible passion, and Anaïs Nin regarded it as essential as breathing. Throughout this book, the 15 classic authors I refer to as the literary ladies will guide us through all aspects of the writing life. My comments are here to connect writing lives past to those experienced in the present by the likes of you and me. You'll be amazed by how much you have in common with Edith Wharton, who struggled to feel worthy of success, Louisa May Alcott, who badly needed money, Madeleine L'Engle, who could have papered an entire house with her rejection letters, Octavia E. Butler, who overcame paralyzing shyness, and the other writers in this book. With their legacies assured, it's easy to imagine that such eminent authors burst into literary glory fully formed. Not true. Few practiced their art under ideal conditions. Some, like Harriet Beecher Stowe and Zora Neale Hurston, were driven to the pen by financial need. Others, like Jane Austen and Charlotte Bronte, captured the human condition despite limited formal education and narrow life experiences. Still others, including Virginia Woolf and L.M. Montgomery, persisted in their pursuit while grappling with depression. Many, if not most of these authors, may have cried into their journals or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?